A procedural hurdle in the U.S. Senate. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer doesn't have the votes to advance an abortion rights bill, but the initial vote is being taken anyway to get the larger point on the record.
We must oppose the vision that MAGA Republicans clamor for: forced pregnancies, punishment for women and doctors, and zero exceptions for rape or incest. This is not what America wants.
Schumer says a national abortion ban could be coming if the Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade. But many Republicans argue it should be up to the states. And West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says today's bill would wipe out hundreds of state laws and expand abortion. So he's voting against it, even though he would support making Roe versus Wade federal law. A public majority supports keeping abortion legal in a new poll.
The Monmouth University poll out of New Jersey shows 57% of respondents say Roe v. Wade, which has guided abortion policy for decades, should be left as is by the Supreme Court. Only 36% say it should be reexamined. If a leaked draft opinion holds and Roe is overturned, polling is split on what Congress should do. 44% favor a law to allow abortion. 43% say leave it up to the states. As for the High Court itself, 52% say they now disapprove of the job the nine justices are doing.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. President Biden pledging again to help fight inflation by lowering food prices by helping farmers.
Every investment banker could leave their job. If every farmer left, we'd all starve to death.
Visiting a family farm in Illinois to announce his latest steps. A New York judge says he could release former President Trump from a contempt order next week, but only if he meets certain conditions, including paying more than $100,000 in fines. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The New York City mayor wants the Biden administration to revoke the federal firearms license of a Nevada company that sells parts and kits for ghost guns, which have no serial numbers and a growing presence at crime scenes. Mayor Eric Adams and a gun control group accuse Polymer 80 of violating federal gun laws that require serial numbers and background checks for gun buyers. The mayor's also again criticizing bail reform after a shooting last night involving a convicted felon.
The shooter, 25-year-old Rameek Smith, shot at officers who returned fire. Smith was killed, one officer was wounded, and is expected to fully recover. The mayor said Smith is a repeat offender who is free awaiting sentencing for possession of a firearm. He called for an end to revolving door justice. The mayor said the same criminals are repeatedly being released. In his words, New York City deserves better.
Fox's David Lee Miller. A potential fire hazard leads to a repeat recall for one automaker.
Hyundai is recalling more than 215,000 Sonata sedans from the 2013 to 2014 model years, many of which were recalled in 2020 for the same problem. Documents posted by U.S. safety regulators point to a low-pressure fuel hose that can crack over time due to heat from the engine that can cause fuel leaks and increase the risk of fire. In the 2020 recall, dealers inspected the hoses and replaced them if they were damaged. If not, heat-resistant tape was installed. This time, all of the faulty hoses will be replaced. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Wall Street goes back to selling. The Dow down 327 points at the close. The S&P also dropping more than 1%. The NASDAQ tumbling more than 3%, down more than 300 points. Oil prices shooting back over $105 a barrel. Latest inflation reading today shows it's still near a 40-year high. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.